Hey, AfterBuzz TV fans, tune in now for the Into the Badlands recap. We are talking about the widow, Sonny, his baby, MK, Lydia, Samurai Tilda, and Pilgrim. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Nice. Oh, we even get the live show.
Yeah, this is a full concert. It's like Coachella status.
Oh my God.
Post-Coachella.
Post-Coachella. Everybody's recovering. Hopefully we're not too sick of all those Instagram posts.
No, I want to see all of them.
But
I want to see baby photos.
Right? I want to speaking of baby photos, we have to see baby photos of Sonny's baby.
I know.
Crazy.
Great genes for that kid.
Great genes.
Clearly, he's got the...
dad's genes. Yeah. Phil's got the dad genes.
But a little bit of rage within him, as we'll see.
I mean,
he's controlled rage.
Yeah, controlled the baby rage. I don't know how much damage an infant can do when you've got the gift, but we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a very interesting season 3. We've got a great panel here. Justin and Alexis.
What up?
What up?
Welcome, Justin.
New
panelists.
Thank you. I'm super, super excited to be here.
Nice. Yeah, I'm stoked to talk about this show again. I mean, it's been a bit of a hiatus since the last season, but we've got a lot of episodes to look forward to, so it's going to be, I think, a great season.
Yeah.
But we kind of cut in pretty close to where we left off, where, you know, obviously the widow had kind of ousted herself and kind of engaged all the other barons into this like war and it's pretty much just her and Chow at this point.
Yeah.
And so there's this big battle that ensues and some people take a dive.
It was
very like 300-esque, where like a wave of arrows.
But it was really cool. It also reminded me of what is that? Jet Li movie. Hero. Where the arrows are coming by. But it was also kind of cool because we've always been talking about the war since season 1, so I think it's really cool that we got to see one.
Yeah, an actual war. Yeah. Instead of, like, I mean, they always do these beautiful battles, which are great, but like this was like a huge like Game of Thrones status.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Super cool. I mean, I wish I knew a little bit more about that character that died.
Oh, yeah.
Because for a second I thought I was like, is this a flashback? Is this young widow?
Yeah.
Like,
I was kind of thinking about that too when I was watching. I was like, is this a flashback or just I don't know. I think the one thing that I, you know, being a new, you know, panelist and here, I just like I've loved the cinematography of this show.
Yeah,
like I really, it feels like it's very cinematic, it's very like movie quality for a TV show, but just like what you were saying, it's like I was definitely having that Jet Li hero, and it's like it's the show really mixes well, like, different elements. Like, whether it's just in terms of the Badlands. Like, I was talking to you about how it kind of has, like, a Mortal Kombat feel to it. Just in terms of, like, the fighting and Outworld and, you know, warriors and sets and all this other stuff. So, and just Daniel Wu. I mean, just amazing. Just an amazing actor.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just really, really happy to see, you know, an Asian-American lead in this show that's going on for season 3.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, I am very welcoming of that as well. And I think he does a great job. Plus, like, you know, even when he's not kicking ass and taking names, which he does on the regular.
All the time.
Clearly.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
You know, like, the emotional scenes are really interesting, too. And you know, to see him take on this new sort of stage within the show.
Paternal
thing. And again, he's still smashing skulls with, like...
He's the Sean Sonnen type.
But it was still cool to see him, you know, also, like, care for his child and be that concerned father. Mm. It's such a different, especially for this kind of universe that we've seen him do. It was just a really interesting thing.
Especially because... Anthony, were you going to say something?
Yeah, hello, everybody. My name's Anthony B. Becerra, Tony B. Tony on underscore. real quick, I just got to say, like, going into this third season, this is possibly, we're going to be witnessing Sonny's possibly greatest challenge ever, which is being a father.
Yeah.
And also trying to be a father to this child in such a dangerous, like, environment as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm so excited to see him grow. Like, we've seen Sonny as a warrior, you know, and how he's grown to be not just anybody's warrior or be used as a tool, but be his own man.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to be a father. It's I'm just so excited to see what this journey lies for him.
Well, yeah. Because I feel like it's that time now where we've seen Sonny at his peak, where he's like, he was the at the top with his Baron, and he was like the best killer out, you know, in the entire Badlands and things like that. So now he's at that all-time low. He doesn't have Vale anymore. Spoiler alert if you didn't see last season. Sorry. Now he has to deal with traveling with a baby who's sick, clearly. Yeah.
It's just kind of interesting to see, because when you see a protagonist and a character who's so strong in these shows, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, oftentimes the other, you know, antagonists are going to see the baby. They're going to try to exploit him, right. you know, and his kids. So do you think the actual baby will make him softer or weaker? Or do you think he's going to be even more ferocious, the fact that he has a kid to protect?
Even more
interesting
ferocious,
question. Yeah, I mean, I think kind of a combo of both. I mean, we saw in this episode, you know, he really held back in a lot of ways. He was going to kill the deer and, like, saw the, like, baby Bambi situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, ended up... avoiding it just because he would have felt so bad, like, even though he was hungry and he needs to feed his child and everything, like, he's been pulling back in a lot of ways. And you know, even where there was a guy that knew where they were staying and sent, because he, you know, there's like a bounty on his head, sent some assassins towards him. Like, in the old days, he would have just killed him, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, now he's really feeling like, as a father, like, I can't do that to the children. Like, it's such a different perspective that he's thinking of now. Like, it's not just, you screwed me over, so you're dead.
Yeah,
and also the fact that he's usually has a clear head, even though he is still making clear decisions. He's also drinking a lot now, which we didn't really get to see much. Like, sometimes we saw it, but
yeah,
not...
Yeah, just flasking it.
Yeah, just flasking it all day. As I love how he's, like, holding his son. He's like, and I'm just going to open this real quick, take a quick shot. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so different, you know, from the Sonny that we've seen in past seasons.
Well, and I think he's got to play, I mean, obviously, be a strong father figure, but he's going to be the mom, too. Like, there's really nothing else that this baby has.
He has to do it.
He's got to do it all.
So we're gonna see some, like, changing diapers in, like, the next scene.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
just in between kissing
a sword in one hand and a diaper in the other.
Diapers in the other hand. So
I mean, they can do some pretty remarkable stuff in this show. I mean, in the moon fight when the widow finally catches up with him, that was, like, one of the coolest moments I thought of this episode, just because it was very. We were talking a lot about, like, the stylized nature of the show. It's very filmic. You know, it reminded me a lot of, like, Crouching Tiger.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The wire work was insane.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, she, like, kicked the swords.
Yeah,
like,
and also
two swords at the same time.
Yeah.
So cool. And then they were bouncing up on him, and just like that, it was such a beautiful fight, like, fighting up the tower.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool, and just, like, the set they chose.
It's almost, like, stylized, like, martial arts ballet.
Yeah.
In that sense of, like, the way that they do the choreography and everything else like that. So
I love it.
Very, very enjoyable.
Yeah, super cool. You know, and obviously a good fight. Like, they were pretty evenly matched, so I think the widow was able to kind of win the moon's favor, because there aren't too many people that can go toe to toe to him. I mean, Sonny's
took care of things, he's but top, like top shelf.
But, you know, like, they're all, like, that's, like, the top of the line. Like, you know, I think those three are the only ones that would be able to really contend with each other.
Yeah, and I love his kind of, like, the mechanism that he uses to keep, you know, his arm/hand in check, I guess.
It was like the giant claw.
It was like
a gripper claw.
Yeah,
like,
it was very interesting. And the fact that I didn't know it was going to, like, Assassin's Creed extend out, I was like, oh.
When I saw that, I was so pumped.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so cool.
It was pretty badass. Yeah.
I was like, this guy's going to Candyman something.
Yeah.
He's going to Candyman. And he was just basically talking about, like, oh, well, I've just gotten much better with my left hand.
I'm
like, I'm not at a disadvantage. I'm much better with my left hand, you know, stuff like that.
And he was, like, using it with purpose, too. Yeah. Like, you know, again, in that fight, like, we saw him, like, actually, like, clawing up the tower. So it was cool that they kind of integrated it in an authentic way.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny, because when you see the widow, like, just kind of entices ego. It's like, if you help me, then you can, you know, take back your revenge on the person who took your hand. And then, like, as a guy, like, I don't know, I think it's, like, in our DNA, we're like, okay, yeah. You know, it's like a person who scores on you, like in basketball. Next thing you know, like, okay, I have to get revenge on this guy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, it's no, like, definitely the redemption feeling is real for yeah. sure, for sure.
I mean, it is his hand too. Like, I feel like yeah, that is, that's like a higher hand. Thing than no, pride.
It's,
you know,
it's funny because he said like a hand is just flesh and bone. But it was more or less like his like pride.
I know, but
like,
I feel like also at the yeah. same time he's still a little peeved that he took a piece of him, just yeah. a little bit, just right. a tiny yeah. bit. It's very tiny, more pride. Yeah. But like, you also took my hand. That's rock, bro.
Yeah, and I was trying to think back to the because it's been so long since yeah. you know the last season, and I'm glad they kind of recapped it in the episode.
Yeah.
What because Sonny like he wanted to kind of preserve his honor by like because he yeah. lost that fight like yeah. he wanted to. Not live anymore, like, you know, which is very similar to, you know, ancient Japanese culture, and there's other you know, ancient societies as well, that their pride is so high, like they can't even,
if you lose you just
yeah exactly like, yeah. defeat yeah. is not yeah. an option yeah. and so like almost living with that shame, and especially when it's his hand, like yeah, a constant reminder,
especially because the fact that we live in a society where you need to use your hands, as in like for not just combat itself, but the fact that we don't have like technology or anything like that, and a lot of them don't really use guns, it's more right. just hand to hand, so yeah. the fact that you don't have one of those things, it's kind of tough. But I like that he was able, one, I would like to know where he went to get that, if yeah. we're going to see like the shop.
Where's the custom made?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
You know? It's a custom made.
I mean, clearly. Custom made claws. Yeah. Like, are you doing that yourself? Yeah. Are you going to somebody? Is that person yeah. going to help you later? I just want to know. Like,
well, yeah, I get, I mean, the widow apparently has a hand maker because yeah. she yeah. upgraded that to the next level. I mean, that's like.
That was so cool.
Yeah. yeah. He got a very nice upgrade. I yeah. mean. It looked like it might even be able to, like, move.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. That's why I want
to
know.
yeah, and she, like, said something to, like, I don't know if it, like, fires, like, ninja stars or something. Like, there's some projectile.
I'm down for all of it. Like, take all my viewership. I want it.
this is a much more badass hand mm-hmm. than your old claw.
awesome. Little rhubarb sticking out.
but, yeah, I mean, even though, yeah, it was, like, such a primitive thing before, it still had that, like...
It was still pretty slick.
Yeah, yeah, pretty awesome. Like you said, the Assassin's
yeah.
Creed.
Yeah, it extended action. Out. It was insane.
yeah. And speaking of Assassin's Creed, when we got Tilda back,
oh,
I
yeah.
was like,
that was so
she's
dope.
Pretty much the like samurai version of like an assassin. It was oh. like her, the costume was so cool.
Oh, so
that
dope.
Face mask that they were all wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I've been saying this since season one, that Tilda has always been really amazing. Like, she's been at a level that I love about her,
yeah.
but I feel like she didn't go anywhere. She kind of stayed at that badass level. I wanted her to go up more.
Mm-hmm.
This was when I was like, okay, she's growing up.
Yeah.
Now. We're getting there. Because I feel like she was just kind of stale in the background
right,
or
right.
just kind of, you know, just hanging out.
Is she growing up because she still kind of has that same, like, fighter mentality?
Well, of course.
When when the other lady tells her that to lay low for a while, she's like, why don't we just hit him first? And I still see that fire within her that kind of stems from not having that certain growth that she needs to go through.
No, I believe you on that. And I don't want her to particularly lose all of that. I like that we still got to see her personality. I meant just the fact that, like, she was able to break away from her mother's grip. And the two part is that we know that she's already a badass, but we got to see more moves from her.
Yeah.
If that makes
it.
Sense? Because
yeah,
in the last
yeah.
few seasons, we didn't really get to see her fight that much. If it was, it was usually against the Widow.
Got it. Usually, yeah. I was just thinking
yeah.
more of a mental
yeah,
state.
No, mentally
yeah.
she's not there yet.
Yeah.
She
seems like she's coming out on her own.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know?
It's gonna take time.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait for her to see her growth.
Oh,
too.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I would hope that they focus a lot of time like
yeah.
on her storyline this season, because like
yeah.
Again, like the first season was a lot about MK and
yeah.
you know,
oh,
and,
I have thoughts about this boy.
Yeah,
we'll get to him.
we will. Yeah, he's really
smoking.
I mean, yeah.
he's
I mean,
straight up living the rock style.
Rock star life.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I have so
just two chicks in the bed smoking peyote.
I mean, I'm also very
day.
Jealous, but yeah. I was like, I hate you right now.
I wish I was one of those girls in bed.
No. I want to be with the girls in that bed. That's what I was gonna say. I want to be in that scenario because hell yes.
Yeah.
just something funny real quick. Mr. Goku Jr. Says, "Rest in peace, bowl cuts."
Oh,
Toto's bowl cut. Yeah.
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 Yeah. yeah. I don't know what's going on with that.
yeah.
Hilarious.
I want to talk to his stylist.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's making these decisions? Leave Tilda alone.
Right? Yeah, well, it looks like, I mean...
Mr. Goku.
She's got a more evolved look now.
Yeah.
She does, you know, I think all the characters look a little older. I mean, obviously,
it's been some time. But it's nice to
see, you know, their characters kind of evolve too, even though they're still learning. There's still a learning curve. Not everybody's Sunny level.
No, we'll get there.
Yeah. But yeah, it's cool to you know, see again the fire that is Tilda, and like when they took out those trucks,
that was so cool.
Ninja Star boomerang thing.
Yeah, was I want it.
So sick.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the fight choreography and just like the fight scenes, it's really like you said, it's very like that old school, like wuxia, like, you know, Hero, mm-hmm. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, mm-hmm. like all that, which I love, you know, like you don't see a lot of that, you know, in a lot of the TV shows. So it's like props to the fight choreographer, mm-hmm. props to the people who actually come up with the fights, because they're amazing. Even the special effects, you know, where the guy's getting his like neck slit. All this stuff. So, and I was like, obviously it looks fake, but I'm like, it still looks cool.
Yeah.
It looks badass.
Yeah, it's very like stylized. In a good way. You know, every death is so satisfying when you see like
it has that like Hong Kong style, like, you know, action like vibe to it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Very cool. Mm-hmm. I loved all of it. let's definitely talk about MK though.
this boy.
What?
I just like
wanted to take
my slipper and just just Filipino mom it. Like my mom, like just
Yeah, I mean,
what are you doing?
I get it though. Like he's lost, I feel like, a sort of a will to live in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
he doesn't have
his power.
Yeah, he doesn't have his power. Yeah. Sonny's gone. Tilda's gone. Like,
it's just hitting a low
right
now.
He just has his smoking and his women, you know?
It's like,
there's not real much of a life there. So.
Exactly. It's just like, well, I mean, he's so bored, and I think, you know, he's upset and just kind of like rebelling.
Being a brooding teenager.
Well, also on top of that, what we haven't seen, and maybe we will see, but like, I believe the widow has been torturing him in order to try to bring out that power within him. He's a broken person at this point in time in which we meet him in season 3. And I love how like the lighting on his face was in that scene as well, because you can see that half of his face is in shadow while the other half is in light.
Mm.
And it's representative of like his journey of where he's been through, how, you know, although he like it kind of gives you hope, was like, although he's in a very dark place, there's still that piece of light that you see when he mentions Sunny, he still has hopes that Sunny might save him, or that he still has someone there in his corner. But the widow's trying to, you know, get rid of those thoughts and mentalities by saying that you have no one except for myself.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. You know, I think he's really struggling with that. I mean, knowing that he had that power and like he was pretty much like the chosen one for so long, and like, you know, I think it's that hope is still there, but it's dwindling, and like he needs something to kind of reignite it in a bigger way. I mean, and even though he's kind of partying a bit, it still looks like he's also kind of a prisoner. Like his door is definitely like a jail cell.
Yeah, but that's
like,
also the most comfiest bed for any prisoner that I know. Just saying.
Not bad. He's definitely like a mobster in jail.
On house arrest.
Yeah.
Any like, bed with two women is usually very comfortable.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah,
it could
definitely hence be worse. Why I'm jelly. Hello.
Same, I got jelly all over.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's not too shabby, MK.
Kind of curious to see what's going to happen with his character throughout the rest of the season, whether he gets his power back or he just kind of like...
I would think so.
Yeah, absolutely. And now that Moon is in the mix, hopefully he can kind of inspire him in some of the similar ways that we saw Sunny do that. Because, you know, I think for MK, even though the Widow's a very, like, you know, powerful person, she's very good at what she does, because she's always been on that other side, like... I think it's hard for MK to even think about her not as an enemy.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if he would be able to like look up to her
probably
in a way,
not.
Especially since, you know, she's been doing a bunch of things and they have like to kind of get the gift out of him. Which all have not worked.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think she's just trying to pretend like she knows what she's doing, kind of, where it's like, oh, yeah, we could just try this instead. But really, she's like, I have no idea what I'm doing. But right. We're going to keep trying. And also, I don't want you to leave, so give me your arm.
Yeah, it's really interesting that Azra is still so shrouded in mystery. I mean, hopefully that starts unraveling a little bit this season. But, you know, the Widow and even, like, Baiji pretty much know nothing.
Yeah, and I feel like it's interesting because the fact that maybe in season two they felt like they were more in control, but mm-hmm. I'm noticing in this season that they're kind of not really in their, I don't know how to put it, not in the game, I guess. They're just kind of floundering at this point.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, I think it exists because there's definitely clearly artifacts.
There has to be, yeah.
some like mythical.
And we had those people at the very end of the episode too. So
yes.
Question mark? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, do we think that? So that character apparently his name is Pilgrim, and yeah, of course.
Is his first name Scott.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's very culty vibes. That he's giving out. Do you think they're from Azra? Do you think, like,
I'm assuming that they're from Azra. I don't know if he's, like, the full leader, but I feel like he's, like, some sort of top tier in whatever Azra believes in. But, yeah, I just feel like because of what Nick Frost said, which I can't remember the line that he said, I think something of, like, oh, like, Azra's bullshit, I've been trying to, like, get in touch with them and nothing happened, and then he pulled out the pocket watch the next scene. I was like, oh, clearly, you have to be from Azra.
Right.
Why do you just have this random pocket watch? So I don't know.
Yeah, that was definitely the most telltale sign. I think like that was, and that was such a huge thing for them to be chasing through in the previous seasons.
I agree.
Obviously, the Widow really wanted her hands on it.
I still don't know why.
Yeah,
and we have to find out.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I'm really looking forward to that like sort of season. Wide story arc, just because it's we've been chasing it for so long and we still know nothing.
Also, that fight scene between the two gifted people, I don't even know what to call them.
Yeah,
that scene was insane. Yeah, I think that was not my favorite one of the season since it's just the first episode, but to start the season off with that fight scene was crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
You know that like if your eyes are going to turn black, Sunny's gonna go down.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, and Sunny's baby's eyes turn black, so I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen? I was like, I do not want to mess with anyone whose eyes turn black.
Yeah, just make sure that baby is fed. And happy.
I thought that baby was gonna, like, crack her fingers.
No, I thought she was dying. I thought, like, it was, like, taking the life from her. I don't know what was happening. I was so confused. I was like, is she dead? What happened?
Well, it was just kind of funny the way they foreshadow it, because the healer was like, you know, I'm going to try to draw the blood. And immediately, like, you know, the baby's eyes turned black. And then at the last scene with that, you know, two individuals, they cut him. Like, oh, so that's the common connection.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of curious to see, like, how that's going to play out through the rest of the season.
Right. And how it's, like, you know, transferred, because, you know, is it just random? Is it just like...
Yeah, I don't know if it's like... Because
someone's gifting
right.
Gift. Someone's gifting the gift.
Gifting the gift. Hashtag gifting the gift.
Just the worst... What is that? The worst re-gift?
Exactly.
I'm assuming it's at random at this point.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, it's
like Sunny's... Yeah. Like, if you look at Sunny's, you know, baby, like, oftentimes, you know, people get things from their parents, so it's like, maybe does Sunny have it, too?
Or Vale, or maybe someone in Vale's family, because she was adopted, wasn't she, from those two doctors?
I believe so.
Because I don't know if we know her actual family history.
Right.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
So, yeah, maybe it's genetic.
Oh, snaps! That'd be crazy.
I need more information, because it's so... badass, like when the two fighters kind of go into black eye mode and like become like plane propellers, ridiculous.
That
was so sick.
So cool,
it was so tight.
That one scene where like I believe it was the girl, how she kicks someone with her 2 feet, kind of drop kicks him, but then goes forward and headbutts the guy in front of her like a torpedo.
So
That was fantastic. I gasped and just cried out loud.
The laws of physics don't really apply.
No. I mean, it's the same thing with any of, like, most martial art movies where it's like, oh, we're going to have all these wire tricks. You could totally just tiptoe and jump off of a sword. And that's fine.
Also, real quick, I think it's – I might be jumping the gun, but I'll say it myself. But I think it's safe to say that any black eyes are people with the black eyes. It's safe to assume that they're probably Azurians, that they stem from Azur themselves, from the city itself.
And
it's possible that Sunny might be part of that.
Well, I mean, he had...
Right, or maybe Vale could have been
a
part of it.
Because I can't remember what the flashback actually looked like, but he got the pocket watch from his brother. That was what that flashback was. Like, I don't know what season it was, but that was his... That's why he had it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we found... When MK had the pendant, he was like, okay, compare and contrast what's happening here.
City symbol.
Yeah, because they're just like, what?
Interesting.
Yeah, so clearly either his family... So I think your theory is right, where it might be coming from Sunny more than Vale, because...
We'll just have to see the next time he gets, you know, in a fight and he gets cut. And if his eyes turn black, you know?
If he can awaken it, that'd be great. And also terrifying.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Dude, Sunny with the gift
he's
is
gonna
like...
He's going to turn like Goku. He's going to turn like
Super Saiyan. Yeah, that's like next level. He would
it is
destroy.
Over 9,000.
Can we talk about that fight, though, in his trailer of how, like, it was amazing. It was very, like, Raid-ish where, I mean, he's fighting with frying pans. Like, he's fighting
super
claustrophobic. Like, I loved it because most, you know, a lot of the fight scenes are, like, open space, like, 50 feet away. But he's like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point because, you know, there a lot of the fights are kind of more mystical and really are very, expansive.
Yeah.
And it was a much different environment. That. Like, it was so close quarters and, like, it was kind of a claustrophobic feeling, like you said. I really liked how they mixed it up and you know, instead of conventional, like...
Wire work.
Like
flying in the air. I mean, that's, like, amazing, but, like, I love the fact that it's, like, I just want to see him do, like, an arm bar or a triangle.
Right.
Yeah.
On the next, like, episode.
Yeah.
With someone, so...
And just the weaponry. Instead of, you know, these elaborate, like, swords and stuff, you know, that are based on legend,
pan,
it was, like, frying pan and, like, iron.
Pots and pans.
That being said, he still had, like, a crib trap.
I still can't believe that.
Crib booby trap.
And dead.
Don't leave the Winnebago without it.
Don't leave the Winnebago. This man said, don't leave the Winnebago without your baby booby trap. This guy.
Exactly. You never know. It's the Badlands. It all goes down.
We need this conversation.
Yeah.
It's the Badlands, Alexis, not the baby lands.
No,
it
is. Man. I mean, the bad baby lands.
The baby Badlands.
Oh, my God.
The baby
Badlands. This poor child.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy to see how Sunny's going to be able to handle, one, dealing with the fact that he tried to help MK with his gift, didn't really do a good job. Now his own son has it.
Yeah, hopefully, second time's a charm.
Second time!
Yeah. Redo!
I think he's evolved a lot as a character, and he is, you know, like, making that decision to be with Vale and kind of away from his own just career ambition, being a regent and that kind of thing. You know, I think he's in a much better place to be a caring father and kind of do it the right way.
Yeah.
And hopefully now that he's at this refugee camp that Lydia is running, you know, they'd be able to, you know, incorporate the townspeople into more of a healthy upbringing. Maybe put it to school.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean.
Or they get raided by the butterflies.
Or that. That can happen,
to
definitely.
Get together and we have a nice little bandwagon of people.
Definitely. I mean, when Tilda struck the butterfly caravan, I mean, that obviously made a big splash. We saw that scene where there's, like, all the coffins and stuff. So she's clearly not going to be very happy about that. And going to be tracking the trucks for sure. So they might not be too safe, which is too bad.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the interaction with Sunny and Lydia when they saw each other again? Like, they didn't really, like, there was, like, that moment, and because there was a lot of other stuff going on, they, like, didn't have time to, like, address how awkward it was, like, with each other. It was like, wow, this is interesting, like, because it was such a different dynamic when they had obviously known each other for so long.
So long, yeah. It's so tough because I was waiting for it to be some sort of argument, but it didn't really pan out that way. It just kind of, they were just kind of there, just kind of living in the moment of like, hey, we both survived Quinn, even though he said he was dead and then came back.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I feel like it was like a great moment of like, there's a lot we need to say to each other, but like, we're going to table it.
Yeah, because for the baby.
Yeah,
because,
for the baby's sake.
For the baby's sake, we'll just shut up now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it was just kind of thrown under the bridge, kind of like, I understand what's happening. We also have our own stuff to worry about, so it's just...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We will pause this.
Put a pin in it for later.
Yeah, exactly. Put a pin in it. And luckily Baiji's always there with the comedic
this
relief.
Guy.
But he's still up to the same tricks.
I don't think he's ever going to change, and I kind of don't want him to. Doing
fair
well.
Enough, just running the schemes.
Also looks real fancy in that purple suit.
Yeah, he was fitted. I mean, now it's obviously ripped because he had cheating pouch.
What happens when you try to cheat a mahjong?
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like they're playing like dominoes or mahjong.
Yeah,
or like that.
Yeah, because it had the green backing to it, and I was like, oh, memories.
Nice, yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't know.
It was cool. I think the one thing that really struck out to me in the episode was just kind of Sunny's character with his son, and I feel like just in the scene with like, you know, the healer and all this other stuff where he's just so concerned, like, you know, and I, as all parents are, you know, about their kids, but I feel like it, you know, the healer was like, are you training to be a healer? And he's like, no. He's like, well, why don't you just let me do my job and you go get something to eat. He's like, okay, you know.
Yeah,
so
all right,
like,
I feel you. I get it.
I definitely feel like his son's gonna be a crucial like instrument in role in this season,
right?
You know, whether I mean, I hope nothing happens to him, or he doesn't have to fight him, or hope that, you know, but yeah, I think it's gonna be interesting to see what happens,
right? I wonder if he's going to be a baby the whole time. I mean, that's obviously an interesting dynamic, but I know that this season is a very it's a fat season. It's like 16
episodes. Yeah, which is so crazy to me, but I'm also like,
it's the best. Yeah, I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, because most of the time, usually with TV shows, they usually don't have kids on there for that long, or they're not in every episode. But clearly, like what you said, where this baby is clearly going to be a huge story point, I'm assuming we're going to have to see this baby all the time.
Right. Well, exactly.
Carrying him on his back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he was doing in the beginning. Because he had all that stuff in the back. So I thought the baby was back there. And I was like, oh, no, you're just holding him. All right.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty much like Jason Statham from like The Fate of the Furious. He's like fighting. Yeah. Like, he has with a baby. Right here. Yeah. Like, be right here. Like, stay right here. Like, let me handle business. But yeah, I mean, who knows? You know? I mean, this show is in the realm of like fantasy, so anything could happen, right? Like a spell or whatever could be like, you know, the kid could like grow up or something like that. It's not like grounded in like 1990s, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I'm with you. Yeah,
the kid's like 6 weeks. Yeah, he's gonna be 6 weeks for another 10 episodes.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. So he's never gonna grow up.
Yeah, he's never gonna grow up.
Also, everyone in the chat loves your shirt, by the way.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World. Shout out to all the Boy Meets World fans.
Right?
Out there.
They've been talking about your shirt for quite some time now. Yeah, just randomly.
Each week, I'll wear a different TGIF.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh.
Yes, please do.
I love it.
I mean, I think it'd be it would surprise me if baby Sunny doesn't do more, just because, like, you know, for the premiere episode to kind of make a point of showing that he has the gift, it's like,
I mean that's huge, especially if you notice like how the episode ended,
right?
True.
Ended it with the gift, and the fact that his son has it, it's like, you know, something's gonna happen where someone wants to take his baby and use the gift against him, something like that. But I mean, it's, and the fact that like he doesn't even know what it is, you know,
right?
Like his son isn't like, why is his eyes black? Like, you know, does he have some weird of pink eye or black eye or something like that?
Right. Yeah.
So like he doesn't even know, but
yeah,
that's why I'm like so pumped for the rest of the season and rest of the episodes.
Oh, interesting. Sarah in the chat says, "What if MK is actually only a few years old? Like it's like a rapid growth kind of thing."
Gift.
No,
like
I don't think there's a. I mean, I'm not saying that could happen, but it would be an interesting thing if we found out that there was like some people who's maybe that's why he can't control his gift because it's so strong that maybe they're making this type of like supernatural things. There's a lot of supernatural things happening that it could, but I mean, I feel like that's stretching it.
That's true.
A bit, but you never know.
Yeah. Baby is a special case. You're right.
Yeah. And the fact that Nick Frost. Badgy says that that he's never seen the gift in someone so young before.
Right.
So you never know. I don't know.
Well, it's Sonny's son, so.
I mean, yeah, he.
If
I
anybody,
mean,
you know, it would be. His
yeah.
It's gonna be
exactly.
His kid.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 It's gonna be his
like
kid.
Anyone else's
yeah.
Kid.
It's pretty much so. The prodigal
imagine,
son,
like, it's
right
like
there.
A, like a Rugrats episode of just
yeah.
Like, the gifted, and, like
freaking Chucky, like with his little glass, like I don't know, and then his eyes turn
like
black,
and he just kills everything. Good lord.
Yeah. But that's why I want him, hopefully, to age a little bit faster, just because it's like what. With a baby,
I mean,
with a gift to do with it, you know.
I mean,
what I mean?
Unless
like,
he leaves it with somebody, or he gets like what you said, where he gets kidnapped, and then we don't see him for like 3 episodes,
right?
Just to
and
get
then,
through
and
the
then
story.
He grows up and he's like a little teenager,
and
he's like a little
what?
Fro,
yeah,
you know.
And he just like kicks Sonny's butt. Yeah.
But I mean, that's the reason why like I'm so excited to see the rest of the season and the rest of the episodes.
Yeah, because it can
yeah.
go anywhere
yeah,
at
can
this
go
point.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really open, and now like you know they've kind of expanded the world. I think we actually have a photo of, like, the map, right?
Yeah, yeah,
if we want,
cause I'm gonna, cause
want to pull that up.
Because it's hard for me to know where we are right now.
Yeah, are we still in the Badlands?
I would assume so. I just don't know where her...
So,
can you... Yeah,
so
I was
this
like...
This is the Armadillo.
So okay.
That's where the widow is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Baron was.
And this
yeah.
is where Chen is, I believe, because that's like they remove all
dang,
the other
all
pieces.
The, she's all the way over there.
I
yeah.
believe so. This is the last piece that's like when it's removed. I
yeah.
believe it's this one that's the left.
Oh,
right. Which would make sense because they're all in white.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the war is happening maybe in between in the middle somewhere.
So whose land is that in the middle?
Interesting.
I can't tell. It looks like a peacock. This one's a peacock.
Who's that?
I forgot who that was. And this one's
yeah.
like a green thing.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, yeah, I know the widow was, like, teamed up with someone when they were fighting
yes.
Chow. She was,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
there, like, the last.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last.
I have to rewatch season 1 and 2.
Yeah, thankfully, they finally gave us a map. I mean...
Yeah, because I have no idea.
Yeah, they need to be putting this in the intro, like, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they kind of had a little bit
right.
of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just, like, a smidge. And I was like, oh, I see you. I see you, AMC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
But, yeah,
I
definitely want to see more of... like specifically what location. It doesn't have to be like Walking Dead where it like tells
totally,
you where
yeah.
it is, but like at least enough to be like, oh, this is where we're
yeah.
at now,
right?
Because I don't know where Lydia is right now.
Also real quick, do you know what faction the people at the end of the episode were, the ones all dressed in white?
I thought that was Chen's. No,
okay, that would make sense because if you look at the map again, there's nothing really to the right of the Badlands here. It just says swamped and flooded territories.
Oh.
But on the left it has mountain ranges that span and it could possibly go all the way up as well.
So maybe
it's
that's
possible
where
that Azra's
over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, is that direction?
It
yeah.
would
yeah.
make sense.
And it's just like waltzing. It's going to waltz through Chen's territory and eventually try to take over the whole Badlands and be knocking at Widow's door by the end.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because they wanted to take a boat at one point. So if they had to go around the mountains, that would be the only way to do that, unless you
right.
go through them. So.
Yeah. Speaking of going through the gate that the pilgrim and the two black eyes
yeah.
take down. They were in all white. Do you think those are Chow's people? Or
yeah,
do you think
that's
just like another outpost?
No, I think because
yeah.
It's very color-coded, just kind of
yeah.
like Hero and like their, like how they were telling stories in different colors. I feel like
right.
kind of the same. So I assume that they're Chen's.
The gang,
gang
colors, dude.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
colors don't run.
I just think it's so funny because they're always like,
Chow.
You know, put your,
Chow, thank you.
Like, put your weapons down and you may live. And the guy's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah,
you know, and then afterwards, like they all get slaughtered.
Oh,
yeah,
that was great.
Like, it's like the warning, and it's like, okay.
Oh yeah, that part yeah. where he's like, tell your people what you saw here. I was
yeah.
like, all
yeah.
right, if he can walk,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, just he
kind of threw him over the
pushed
yeah.
him off
like,
of
a bunch
the
of
gate.
People, yeah, had their eyes turn black, and then
they just
you know, whirlwind spin.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everybody, make sure you tell that to everybody. Yeah, make sure you tell everybody that.
Did you write that down?
Yeah,
take notes.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you take out your camera phone and show?
What was awful. Interesting is the dude of the black eyes, like, there's a second where he went out of it, and then he snapped back.
Yeah, he came
so I don't
back.
Know,
I think he just cut himself to continue.
Yeah,
training.
I mean, do you think that was by his control? Like, do you think, or he just, like, had a moment where, like, it was slipping a little bit, and then
know.
He got the focus back?
Because we also don't know how much control, because clearly
right.
she was able to stick with it the entire time.
Right.
Like he fought. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the levels are.
I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see how it works.
Right.
Because
yeah.
oftentimes we know that it's like cut by blood, but you don't know how long it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know exactly what the powers are. You don't know exactly, like, maybe someone else can manipulate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe someone else is a conductor
right.
of that, right? Who can, like, control them or something like that. So,
exactly.
I mean, there's so many factors into it. That's
yeah.
why it's, like, so interesting because obviously the writers have done a good job of teasing in the first episode, but then, you know, like they said, they got to watch like the rest of the season and figure out like what
exactly
that means.
Yeah,
Renji's calling those kids the tornado twins.
Tornado twins.
I love it. Flash reference.
Yeah, exactly.
Flash reference.
Yeah, I love it.
That's their signature move. They,
you know. I mean,
they can spin. They can spin really fast.
That's it. They can kill people and spin really fast in the air. It's pretty great.
But yeah, I mean, they're pretty sweet. Like the two swords that they both use are awesome.
Yeah.
Especially the girl just like went ham on those two
dudes.
Oh,
she's so dope. I was like, get a girl.
Oh man, it was insane.
Well, they're just like splattered in like blood and she's just walking. Just like, well, I think it was cool. It was like, you know, the guy like shot an arrow. She was like, boop. Just like caught it and then
broke it.
Oh yeah, God. That was insane. Oh. She like cut like that, like
I do
nothing.
Not
want to
meet her in a dark alleyway.
Well, because I was scared because of the fact that he lost his powers at that point. I thought hers were gonna go, so I was scared that was gonna hit her. So as soon as like one, her eyes didn't change and she caught it, I was like, she's so dope. I want to see more of her.
I want to see so like the powers are so cool. It's just like next like the kung fu just at the base is very good.
So
and
good.
Then like
I think the rest of the season, I mean, they're totally, I mean, this is just the first episode of the third season, so they're totally gonna kick it up. They're totally gonna have like crazy more fight scenes and stuff, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, no, I am too. I mean, any predictions for the rest?
Quick predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, we kind of sprinkled it out throughout the episode, but yeah, I think I think that Sunny's kid's gonna get kidnapped. I don't know by who. I'm assuming from our Azra people when they find out that he has the gift. MK is going to have to do some more inner battling like he did in season two to figure out what his purpose is and to see if he gets his powers back.
Yeah, no, that would... I mean, I predict he will. It might take a little while, but, you know, I think through training with the moon, like, he's gonna start getting closer and maybe start reuniting. Because he was at that whole monk monastery thing for so long.
Yeah, and I was like, what happened with that? Where's your training, bro?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think the biggest thing is going to be Sonny's, we're going to see his vulnerability the most this season.
I agree.
Especially with his kid, you know, and I think the kid's going to play a central part of it. But, I mean, he's either going to go absolutely even, like, Demon Rage, Akuma, even crazier because of his kid. Or they're going to exploit him, and they're going to, you know, try to use his kid against him.
Oh, God.
So, which is, you know, smart on his, you know, enemy's part, but, I mean, we're just going to have to see what Dinan was going to do.
Ah, yeah. I'm so excited.
I know, yeah. There's many more people to be killed by his hands.
Many more people.
So many people.
Many more baby booby traps to be used this season.
I want to see all of them.
Yeah. Speaking of more, do you want to talk a little bit about...
We've been talking about having a good influencer in our lives, like everybody else here in the Badlands. Definitely check out our influencer, Maria Menounos, with Conversations with Maria Menounos. She features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was Into the Badlands After Show that sent you. Make sure to mention our names, Twitters, all that kind of stuff. Just let her know that we talked about it.
Totally.
Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Check it out.
Nice. Check it out. It's a great show. It's good stuff to tide you over till next week, where we have another episode of this fantastic show.
Yes.
Speaking of which, where can the fans follow you guys to stay in touch?
You can follow me on Instagram at yourboyjyang.
And you guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. You guys know that I do a bunch of after shows here, so all week, just make sure to keep up with it, because I will be here from Monday to Thursday doing stuff.
Nice. Very cool. And you guys can follow me everywhere at HeyJohnBlake. Tune in on Thursday for the Suits finale.
Hey. Bye, guys.
See you guys next week.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.